Everybody knows that it says in Shuvos HaRadvaz that the reason why Chazal were machmer and told us that chometz is aser b'mashu is because chometz is meramez on the Yetzer Hara, and therefore Chazal were so machmer and have so many chumris in the union of chometz. So we realize that chometz represents the Yetzer Hara, and on the opposite, matzah, which is the opposite of chometz, represents the Yetzer Tov. We have to know exactly what this means. What Yetzer Hara are we talking about that chometz represents? And what is it that matzah represents that is the Yetzer Tov? Maybe we can explain it in the following way. First, let us also understand that Svarim point out that the difference between chometz and matzah is not a very big difference. The Mem and the Tzadik in Chometz are the same as in Matzah. The only difference is that Matzah has a Hey and Chometz has a Ches. The difference only being in the numerical value of 3. What does it mean that the difference between Chometz and Matzah are 3? Which 3 things do they refer to? Which 3 things can it mean that we can learn what our Aveda is when we are Oisik in being Mevayer the Chometz, in getting rid of the Chometz? Which Yetzara are we looking to get rid of? What is our Aveda? Maybe we can explain it with a beautiful Chsam Sefer that points out what Chometz is. We know Chometz has in it Si'er, has in it yeast. Yeast is what makes the dough rise, and the dough changes to become Chometz. Asks the Chsam Sefer, before it was a flat dough, now suddenly it rose to a large, big loaf of bread. Did anything change? Is there more in it than there was before? Did you add flour? Did you add any ingredients in it that it became more? No, the same ingredients suddenly changed and gives the appearance to be much more. Is there a greater sheker than that in the world? Is there a greater false thing in the world that gives the appearance that it has so much contents, and truthfully it has the same contents as the dough had before? It only rose due to the yeast, and the yeast made it look like it's a lot and made it so impressive. Maybe we should understand what caused it to change. Yeast? Does everybody knows, says the Chsam Sefer, that yeast has a smell that everybody doesn't like, that everybody runs away from. Yeast doesn't have a nice look to it, and yet this yeast, when it goes into the dough, takes on a new appearance, giving such a nice appearance and such a beautiful piece of bread. That, says the Chsam Sefer, shows us that chometz represents the inyan of sheker. Chometz represents the inyan of the false appearance of Olam Hazeh. Olam Hazeh, we know, is called Almod de Shikra. Olam Hazeh is called the world of Sheker. And this world of Sheker, the outer appearance is what counts. And it gives the impression that it's so nice and it's so beautiful and it has so much, when really it has nothing what to offer and it has nothing what to have to say that it has more than the matzah, that has the exact same amount of dough in it, no change whatsoever. That is why the chometz represents the inyan of sheker. Based on this beautiful Chsam Sefer, we understand that we have to look what the nekuda of sheker is. The Talmud of the Heilige Vilna Gaon, Ramendel Mishklov, one of the greatest Talmidim of the Gaon, writes that kina, taiva, kovet, the 3 things that the Mishnah tells us in Pirkei Avos that are mitzien es ha'adam min ha'olam, the 3 things that take a person out of this world, these 3 things add up to the numerical value of 600, the numerical value of sheker. That is why they are metzien es ha'adam min ha'olam. From which olam are they metzien es ha'adam? From which world do they take the person out of? Not from the false world of olam hazeh. They take him out of the world of olam haba, of the true world, which everybody calls olam ha'emes, the world of truth. And in kina, taiva, and kovod are the shiroshim, are the roots of sheker of this world. So we realize that if we want to know what sheker is kina, taiva, and kovod. That is what sheker is. And that is the chometz represents these three attributes of kina. Kina bringing pirud from one person to another person. Kina being mekana another person and not looking at another person with a good eye. That is the kuda of chometz. Chometz is begematria, as it says in Heiligach Sam Sefer, chelek. Chometz splits Klal Yisrael into splinters. It takes away the achdus of Klal Yisrael, because chometz brings kina. Kina, as the Heiligach of Etz Chaim points out, is the shoresh of all machlekes and of all differences and of all pirut that there is. Kina is represented by chometz, which is the first nekuda of sheker that chometz causes, to be mekana one and another, not to live with an ayin toiva, not to fakert, to have an ayin ra, to have a bad eye. That is the nekuda of chometz and ayin ra. And that is the nekuda that the chometz is kina. Chometz is also taiva. When a person eats matzah, a person doesn't eat matzah with a gashmistika taiva. Matzah is plain. As the Maral points out, matzah is something called poshut. It's simple. It has no tavlin to it. It has no spices to it. It has nothing to it that you could say that it's going to entice you to eat. But chometz has in it the koyach to entice you, to bring you lidei taiva, to bring you to lust and to want to eat, and to eat with a cheshik, and to bring a person to the midah of taiva. So chometz represents also the second nekuda of taiva, which also is mitzien es ha'odom from the olam ha'emes, and brings the person to the olam ha'sheker. That is the second thing that chometz represents. The third thing chometz represents is kavod, the midah of gaiva. As we know from all the svarim that they point out, that chometz rises. It means to say it's the opposite of matzah, which is anova. Matzah does not rise. Matzah stays low. Matzah doesn't pick itself up. Chometz represents the nekuda of gaiva, and that nekuda of gaiva is kavod. It's kedai to point out that the Yaris Dvash, the Rebbe Rabbi Yonason Eibshitz, writes in Yaris Dvash, Drush Tezvov, that Gaiva and Sheker are two twins. One brings to the other. Gaiva brings to Sheker, and Sheker brings to Gaiva. And that is the Nekuda of Chometz, which all Svarim tell us is the Nekuda of Geyus. And that Nekuda of Geyus brings a person to be Dovuk in the Olam HaSheker. Because there is no greater Sheker in the world than Gaiva. Gaiva means that I have something, I own something, I did something, I am worth something. But one who realizes everything is in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu realizes there is no greater Sheker than Gaiva. So we realize that Chometz represents the three things, Kina, Taiva, and Kavod. With that, we can understand that the difference between matzah and chometz is in the numerical value of three, meaning in these three inyanim, in the three inyanim of kina, taiva, and kavod, as Sfarim point out. Kina, taiva, and kavod changes matzah into chometz. It adds the gimel to matzah. It adds the gimel to matzah, and it becomes chometz. And it takes off the gimel of chometz when you don't have kina, you don't have taiva, and you don't have kavod, and you get rid of the kina, taiva, and kavod, you get rid of the sheker, then you reach matzah. So matzah and chometz represent emes and sheker. Sheker being the chometz, which shows itself in a very nice way, in a nice light. Maybe the right pasuk to look at is sheker achein vehevel ayofi. The chen that chometz has, the outside chen, is sheker. The yoifi that chometz represents is hevel. And matzah is the emes. Matzah is the truth. Matzah is the nekuda of emes that is not the sheker of this world. That is matzah. It says in the Ksavim of Rav Mendel Mishklov, as we pointed out before, a Talmud Muvik of the Heilige Goyim. It says in his Ksavim that Sheker and Hevel erupt to Yiras Hashem. That is the Kavana in the Pasik. Sheker achein vehevel ayoyfi, isha yiras Hashem hitisalo. Yiras Hashem is what combats. Yiras Hashem is what has the koyach to combat the sheker and the chein. Sheker and the chein is the sheker and the hevel, the chein and the yoyfi, which is all chitzenius. But a person that has yiras Hashem can see through the chein and can see through the yoyfi and can realize that it's all sheker and hevel. Sheker and hevel together are 637 and yiras Hashem is 637. That's the koyach against sheker and hevel is yiras Hashem. Matzah represents the midah of yira, as it says in Svarim. Just a small remez that matzah is yira. Ha lachma anya. With what we start off, the Agada pointing out that the matzah is called ha lachma anya. This bread that is anya, that's the bread of an ani. This bread that's poor, nothing was given to it. Ha lachma anya is begematria yira. Is the numerical value of yira. Because matzah incorporates in itself the ability to give a person yira. As we say in the Agada, matzah zu shanu oichlin al shumma, al shum shenigla aleya melech malchei amalachem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We eat this matzah because the Ribbono Shel Olam was nizgala to Klal Yisrael b'shas de geula. When the Eibishter is nizgala to Klal Yisrael gets yira. When people see and feel the presence of the Ribbono Shel Olam, they come to Yira. Matzah incorporates in itself the ability that a person should feel the Nigla Aleya Melech Malchei Amalachem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The person should feel Aleila Seder that the Ribbono Shel Olam is there and the Ribbono Shel Olam exists and he should come lead the Yira. And with that Yira, he has the ability to overcome the sheker and the hevel, which represents the chametz. So we realize that the avoda of Leil HaSeder and the preparation to Pesach, when we have the avoda of getting rid of the chametz, when the avoda hapnimius of it means to overcome the nekuda of sheker of this world, the sheker of this world, and to be dovuk in the emes. Matzah represents the nekuda of emes, because matzah didn't change. Matzah doesn't change and doesn't have anything that makes it change. It stays the way it is. That is the touch emes, that the world doesn't have an ashpa on it. The world doesn't affect it. It stays the way it is. That is the koyach of emes. The Rebbe the Pnei Menachem writes a few times in his Sefer, the difference between emes and sheker is begematria katon. Katon is the difference between emes and sheker. When a person is katon, he's dovuk on emes. When a person loses the madrega of katon, then he's dovuk in sheker. Matzah, which represents anava, matzah, which represents the koyach of a person being an onav, that koyach of matzah is the ability to be able to become a katon and be dovek in emes. The Rebbe the Pnei Menachem also writes, Ha'olam haba is begematria katon. We call the olam haba olam ha'emes. The olam haba is the mokim where a katon, a person who is an onav, finds his place. A person who is a balgaiva doesn't find his place in olam haba. The Chazal tell us that olam haba, that in a balgaiva is eina nivu hu yechol lodo bedira achas. No one could live bedira achas together with a balgaiva. Realizing that, we understand that the koyach of being dovuk in olam haba can only be with anova and not with gaiva. So the koyach of matzah is olam haba. The koyach of matzah is olam ha'emes. The koyach of chametz is the dveikus in olam asheker. We get caught up in the sheker achein and hevel ayoyfi. The world screams chein and yoyfi. The world screams outside chein and outside yoyfi. Go after the outside appearance. The outside look we get caught up with it, but the ikar of a person is the avodas apnimius. The ikar avoda is the pnimius of a person, that a person should live as a yid in his pnimius and shouldn't get up caught up with the chayin and the yofi of the world, which offers and says, come and join me, join the sheker of this world, take on the appearance of this world, look like the world has to offer, be davuk in the sheker. That is the avoda of these days of Bir Chometz. Bir Chometz does not only mean the factual Chometz. It is told by the Heilige Emirah Emes that when he went and he was Beidik Chometz in the city Gur, and he walked by a bookcase which had the material that the Rebbetzin read, he went through the bookcase book by book to see if there's nothing wrong there, if there's nothing there that might be influenced by the world and might be Chometz. Chometz doesn't necessarily mean only the Chometz. When we walk by things that are represent the falseness of this world, when we have in our house things that are the sheker, the hayalma, we have to be mevayer them before Pesach, because we have to get rid of the chometz of the sheker of this world. So the avoda of Leil HaSeder is to be dovuk in emes. We can also say that the three matzos that we take represent the three inyanim of kina, taiva, and kavod. We know that when we take the three matzos, Klal Yisrael has a minik to call the top matzah Avram, the second matzah Yitzchak, the third matzah Yaakov. Others call the three matzahs Kohen, Levi, and Yisrael. Both are brought in Svarim Akdashim. But let us go back to the first way. Let us go back to Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and realize that Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov are the koyach of Klal Yisrael to be Yirei Hashem. Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov add up to Yiras Hashem. They are the ones who give us the ability to have Yira. Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, the three others, are Keneged, Kina, Taiva, and Kovod. We can take the three others and see how the three others represent Kina, Taiva, and Kovod. The first of the others, Avram Avinu, was Isaac in the Midah not to have any Kina. Avram Avinu was the Nekuda of being above Kina. That's one way to look at it. That's the way to look at it, that Avram Avinu was the Koyach above Kina. But maybe to look at it the way Rab Tzadik HaKohen writes in Sefer Pri Tzadik, that Avram Avinu's Midah was the Midas Ha'ava. The psoilus of Avram Avinu was Yishmael. That's the Nekuda of Taiva, as we know. Yishmael is the Ava when the Ava goes wrong. Avram Avinu was the Koyach to keep the Ava in check and to be Goyver Amidus Ataiva. Kina is Midas Agvura. And from that Midas Agvura of Yitzchak came Esav, who is the Midah of Kina and Kas, the Midah of Shviches Domim. Yitzchak is Midas Agvura, but without Kina, without the Midah of Kina. And Kovod is the Midah of Anova, which represents Yaakov Avinu, who Yaakov Avinu, it says, Katointi Mikolach Sodim Umukola Emes. So it says in Pri Tzadik, Parshas Vayetze, and in Parshas Shmeis. So we realize that the three matzahs, which we call Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, the top matzah being the koyach to be goyver over Taiva, the middle matzah, the koyach to be goyver over Kina, and the third matzah, the koyach to be goyver over Kovod. Maybe we can, if so, say a nice sofa. We know we take the middle matzah and we break the middle matzah dafka and we put away the bigger half for Afikoman. Why the middle matzah? Svarim HaKadoshim tell us because the middle matzah is Yitzchak, and the Gemara says in Masechet Shabbos Daf Peites Amid Beis that Yitzchak will be the one of the three others who will be Malamed Zchus on Klal Yisrael to bring the Geula Asida. And that's why we put away the Tzofain, which represents the good that is hidden for us. The Marav Tuvcha Shetzofanto L'Rei Echa, the good that's hidden for us for the Geula Asida. That represents Yitzchak Daika. But maybe the way we explained, according to Rab Tzadik, that Yitzchak is the Inyan of Kina. We know that the reason why we are in Klal Yisrael, the main reason why we are in Golus Klal Yisrael, is because of Sinas Chinam. We know that the Beis Hamikdash was Nechrav because of Sinas Chinam, and as Svarim HaKadoshim used the Lashon, Adayin HaSotam Merakeid Beineinu, this Satan is still jumping around between us. Meaning that the Midas Akina, which is the Shoresh of Sina, that Midah of Esav, which is Kash, which is Rosh HaTevis, Kina, Sina, the Kina and Sina of Esav exists today, and our avoda is to be goyver on that kina. So that's why when we talk about yachatz and we talk about taking the middle matzah, which represents kina, we break that middle matzah and we put it away for tzavain to tell us that our ikar avoda to bring the geula asida, the geula which everyone is waiting for, the geula which we are ready to leave our houses after all the strenuous work of preparing it for the geula for Pesach, we are ready to leave it that run after Mashiach Tzidkenu to Eretz Israel. Everybody's ready. Everybody's waiting for the Geula. And the Rebbeinu Shlomo is telling us the middle matzah, the matzah of Yitzchak, which represents Kina, we have to see to be misaken it. Matzah, it says in Svarim, is the gematria kohol. Matzah is the union of getting together, of becoming a kohol, of joining together, of losing the midah of kina one on another, having ava and achva and shalom and reyus. That is the inyan of the middle matzah. And that's why daika, the middle matzah, is what we break and we put away for tzofein. So let us look at our avodah on all three fronts. Not only on kina, taiva, and kovet. And let us remember that when we take the middle matzah, which represents Yitzchak, and realize that Yitzchak was meiled Esav, the psoilus of Yitzchak. Esav, which is kina and sina. Esav, which is the midah of Kas and Shviches Damim, the midah of Goyim Zayin Pirud beKlal Yisrael, and we're still in Golus because of that Pirud. Let us use that Koyach of Leil HaSeder to bring back the Achdus and bring back the call in Klal Yisrael that we should be one call and not what Matzah, as we said before, not as Chometz, as we said before, represents Chelek, the Inyan of Machlokes, the Inyan of Kina and Sina. That is our Aveda of the Chana to Pesach. When we are now in the days when we are Mevayah the Chometz, when we are being Mevayah the Chometz, the Chometz, it represents the Yitzhara which fools us. He gives chen and yofi to the sheker and the hevel. He thinks that the sheker and the hevel are something. We look at it with such glee it has. It pulls us and it schleps us that we should be dovuk in the sheker and the hevel. In these days that we're mavar the chometz, we have to wake up and see that it's all sheker and it's all hevel. The only thing that had the shavius in this world is Yiras Hashem, the avoida of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, the avoida of matzah. And these days are miyuchad. These days are special that a person has the ability to be able to overcome the Yetzirah. Afikoyman is called Tzofein. Afikoyman is called Tzofein. It says in Svarim, it represents the seventh name of the Yetzirah, which is Tzvaini. Maybe it means the Yetzirah has a name called Tzvaini, as the Gemara says in Sukkah. That's the hidden Yetzirah. The Yetzirah which takes the Sheker and the Hevel and gives it to you to think that it's Chein and Yofi. And the person should get fooled by him. The koyach of Leil HaSeder is to cover the tzofein and see that it's all sheker and hevel and be dovuk in the midas ha'emes and be dovuk in the ma'ile. V'hisha amda laviseinu velonu. In the Megagoda we pick up the case and we cover the matzah and we say v'hisha amda laviseinu velonu. You know what kept us in Golos? V'hi sha'amda is the numerical value of emes. When we dovek in the emes, we have a kiyum and galus. When we fall for the sheker of the world and the hevel of the world, then the galus has its ability to overcome us. Let us use this Koyach of Pesach to be Dovuk Emides HaEmes through the Anova, through the Avoda of Matzah, through overcoming the Sheker which represents the greatest Mazikim, as it says in Shloah HaKadosh. Sheker is Rosh Tevis, Shen, Keren, Regel, all the Inyonim of this world, all the Inyonim of this world, Shen, Taiva, Keren is the Inyon of Kovod, Karnoi Torim B'Kovod, and the Inyon of Regel, of Kino, of stepping on others and trying to overcome others and trying to be bigger than others. Let us overcome this Sheker. Let us overcome this Sheker on these days of Dveikus and Emes, on the night of the Seder, when we elevate ourselves to a different world, to a world of Emes, and we go away from this Olam HaSheker. Let us stay Dovek to the Emes and bring the Geula that Mashiach Tzidkenu should come and take us out of this Olam HaSheker, and we should see the Emes, the Hashem Elokeichem Emes, which will be Nisgala and Bi'es HaGoyel B'mehera V'yomeinu.